They got a great rush, and you know, they've got some great pass rushers. They've got interior pass rushers. They've got some outside rushers. And I think you complement that with good coverage. And you know, it's just tough for us to ever get into a rhythm, and you know, finally to score some points there at the end. And then for it to come down to a 2-point conversion is a tough way to obviously end the season.
On those two interceptions, when we drop in the double, what did you see that happened to?
Yeah, just a bad decision. So Gronk went inside of him and then was breaking out. And I think Vaughn knew that, and he did, and he made a good play.
Did you see the double drop a lot? Did you see what you expected?
I mean, they rush more often than not. But, you know, those are the things that quarterbacks have to see.
What about the disruption they seem to get at the line of scrimmage? Obviously, they kind of came in with the game plan of trying to disrupt your time a little bit. What did you see regarding that?
Yeah, it was a tough day, man. Tough day, hard-fought football game. You know, they're a very good defense. They played well all season. They got good coverage. They got a good rush. They put a lot of pressure on you. You know, we made a lot of plays. There were a lot of plays we didn't make. A lot of fourth down plays that ended up, you know, costing us. We made a couple, but again, there were too many of those, and we never could play with the lead. We never could play on our terms. So it was it was an uphill battle all day.
Fourth down plays you mentioned late in the game and the 2-point conversion. Why do you think you guys are usually so good in that situation? What was the problem?
You know, I think you make some. You're not going to make them all. I mean, I think we hit the fourth and 10 to Gronk. We hit a fourth down for the touchdown. You know, I just don't think you're going to be 100% in those situations. So, unfortunately, we had 4 or 5 of them that just, you know, they just didn't go our way. And they cost us points and cost an opportunity to move on.
You guys came in at halftime. It was a frustrating first half, obviously. What was the talk? What made you turn around in the second half?
Yeah, we were all pretty, you know, we were happy we were still in the game based on the way we played offensively. We just could never really get into a rhythm with what we were doing. So it was a tough, hard-fought game. I think they did some good things defensively. You know, we had some plays offensively we should have made, and, you know, we just didn't make them. Yeah, I think you get into some rhythm out there, and then, you know, when you do have time, you're still on that quick rhythm, and there are definitely times where I had opportunities to hold the ball and didn't really have great awareness of where people were around me. Maybe sometimes I had more time. So I'll look back on all those plays, and it's a disappointing loss because, you know, this team fought pretty hard. Just to come up short on 2-point play, it would have been a fun overtime had we had the opportunity, but we just came up one play short. Yeah. It's football. I think there's a lot of plays I got hit pretty hard today. So it's just football. Just football.
Did you say your offensive line? They're pretty devastated there. Did you try to get in their face? Did you try to pop up? You know, how do you handle that when you're just flat on your back?
No, they hung in there all day. I mean, I think that's the strength of their team, and I think we you know, our strength was trying to get the ball to, you know, our skill guys and let them make some plays in space. It's a tough front. I mean, they're good players, and, you know, they're teeing off on the cadence. We're trying to keep changing it up, and, you know, on defense, sometimes you just got to get one play, and, you know, you end the drive. So, you know, I think they did a great job today.
You've talked about the ends of these seasons almost like the treadmill stops. How long does it take before you're able to process that we're that close and it's over and season goes on without you guys playing?
Yeah, it's pretty special to play in this game. I mean, obviously, to advance to the next game is, and that's why we all play and work so hard. So it's disappointing not to have the opportunity to do that. It takes a lot of good football to do that and to beat some great football teams. And, you know, we lost to a very good football team today. I wish, you know, that 2-point play would have been different. I'm sure everyone can look at different plays throughout the game when it's that close and say, man, I wish I'd have made that play. But proud of the way we fought. I mean, we certainly fought to the end.
Kraskowski's doing that now a little bit and kind of beat himself up a little bit about the extra point. What are your feelings to him as a teammate in that circumstance?
No, he's a great player. He's the best. So, I mean, everyone misses him at some point, and there was plenty of football left. We knew what the situation was. Yeah, he made two great plays, both on fourth down, and he split the defense. They were trying to double him, and he ran right through it. And then a touchdown. I still don't know how he caught that ball. I was kind of retreating, trying to buy time, and just saw him break out and let it go. So that was a great play. He toughed it out all season, so I'm proud of him. He's a great player.
Tom, I know this might be tough for you in the moment, but can you feel good for Peyton Manning and the opportunity he's got through this year?
Yeah, they got a great team, so he's a great player and someone I've always admired. Yeah, they were looking for the sneak, and then we tried to do a misdirection. And it wasn't really Julian's guy that got him. It was the guy that fell off. So he made a pretty good defensive play. He had the other guy in man coverage and just kind of was there waiting for it. That was a little different. You know, that was certainly different. This is a different game, and I think, you know, when you play quarterback, you know, you're going to take hits, and that's part of it. You got to stand there and make the throws, and, you know, there's no excuses for Nick not getting the job done. I think, you know, our guys fought hard. I'm proud of all the guys for what they tried to accomplish today. And like I said, we just came up one play short to a very good football team.
Talking a game like this, when the kick gets missed, when you throw a pick, can you stop yourself from saying that's going to haunt us later in a game like this? What do you do with it?
Yeah, you just got to, you know, there's plays that are being made back and forth. So, you know, you got to move on from those. You know, I think we did a good job of that today. You know, we had some good momentum there in the fourth quarter. We were moving the ball. We just didn't quite, you know, get it in when we needed to. I'll have to see the film. Yeah, I'll have to see the film. Yeah, I'm not sure, so I don't know. Get over these bumps and bruises, that would be the first thing.
Hey, Tom, now that the season's over, what do you say to the fans back home?
Yeah.
With you through thick and thin, what's your message to them?
Yeah, it's been such great support all season, so I'm proud of what, you know, how we fought today. And we went right to the end. We just came up a little bit short, so I wish the outcome would have been different. You know, you gotta play really well to earn these victories, and you know, we just came up a little bit short. So, thank you.
Last question. With all you've gone through this year, I mean, you know, this time last year, everything was brought up to the fire. You guys had a parade. How disappointing is it? Because you really wanted to kind of go back to that contention.
Well, I want to win it every year, so I think I'm pretty. I'd love to finish in the last game of the year and win it, and, you know, it's a pretty tough thing to do, so hopefully I have more opportunities for that. I mean, this team fought really hard. You know, we just came up short in the end. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.